Know anyone who could use a good ass chewing?
I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
But what if you could get that message delivered by an authentic drill instructor who spent 33 years in the Army?
Ha ha ha!
You asked for it. For just $35, you can get a customized knife hand ass chewing for a person of your choice straight from the Popster.
I think you aren't even good enough to whiff the farts from a dog's ass!
And monthly supporters of the regiment receive a $10 discount.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Use the Cash App code on the screen to send your donation along with notes on the person whose ass needs chewing. And the Popster will handle the rest.
So shut the fuck up!
What's going on, you muff-munchin' mantastic maniacs? Welcome to Ride
and Roast!
With two Richards and a car, otherwise known as the Jukes of Hazzard.
Wearing my Nissan.
Oh yeah. It's a really bizarre kind of a winter day. It started out in the 50s, all the snow is melting, and then tonight, it's all gonna freeze over and turn into a nice little ice rink.
Nice, I can't wait.
Looking forward to that.
Not.
We can chip some of the ice off of this chick's ass that we're about to read about today.
Oh, yeah.
This article comes to us courtesy of Kampfschwerg.
이거 한마음 수분 크림입니다. 이렇게 더.
Y'all don't know him at all, right?
That is awesome.
Bolsheviks. We can't drink and drive.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Can't drink and drive. So we're safe. We're safe here.
But you can drink. That one show where we took a drink after every $50 donation, I was fucked up the next day, man.
I slept like the dead, though, I'll tell you that.
Oh, man.
It was a good night, Tater.
I had a hangover from hell.
This article is going to give you a hangover from hell. Oh, just wait until you hear this title. I was a happily married mother of four. Then I met a woman at Pilates.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, boy.
It's an omni-whore.
Blow all the tanks. We're muff diving. I remember the moment it happened. The single spark that set my body aflame. All right, now it's 50 Shades of Gay!
She's actually gonna mufficate her life.
She's gonna mufficate herself. Cecilia stood behind me on the Pilates reformer and pressed her legs into my back, her hands into my shoulders. The strength of her long, lean limbs drove me into submission. Her perfectly highlighted blonde hair tickled the back of my neck. As she lifted up my fupa, I added that part. But we all know that's what's happening here.
Yes, yes.
A mother of four has what we lovingly refer to as mud flaps.
You smell like shit.
Sometimes with a little bit of a flying squirrel suit, sort of an thing.
It's contemplated. Complex is complex.
Yes.
Complex situation.
It's the spirit of discontent.
We gotta write that one down, that's great. Are you discontent?
She said, connect your pubic bone to your sternum. Hold it.
Her voice was deep, throaty, just like you used to be in your youth.
Even while I'm pushing you, hold it and breathe. But I couldn't breathe. There was no oxygen left in the room. It had been consumed by her touch, her fire.
That's so stupid. That oxygen got taken up by the kitty.
My chest heaved with the weight of this recognition.
Get those titties out there, baby.
It felt simultaneously familiar and forbidden, known and mysterious, what? Natural and foreign. I searched for air as every nerve in my body shouted, this is who you are. This is who you've always been.
Uh-huh.
One, two, three.
Bullshit! You're just bored.
You're bored. You're addicted to the drama roller coaster.
Yes.
That's all this is. And because you've got a man who's good to you and providing a stable existence, you're just not excited anymore.
Nope.
Wah, wah to the fucking wah.
Living my best life.
Out of nowhere. In an instant, she burned me to the ground, along with all the preconceived notions I had about attraction and desire.
No, what's burning to the ground is your family.
Correct.
Thanks to you being unable to discern between premenopause and, you know, having a good husband.
This proves the point. Women will destroy their families for their happiness.
Yep.
And she's doing it right now.
She's going to burn her family to the ground because she can't distinguish between security and boredom and premenopause and lesbianism. It's like puking on a pile of shit.
Not really an appetizing vision.
It's a make-pop puke moment right
Yes, it is. That would definitely get me to fucking
throw puke. That in the pig trough.
Stop!
I had married my husband, Charles, a.k.a. Chuck, who's unfortunately getting cucked, 25 years earlier, after 7 years of dating. We'd attended the same high school, had been cast opposite each other in our spring production of Fiddler on the Roof. On one of our first dates, he told me about a recurring dream he'd had since he was young. It happens almost every night, he said. I dream about this woman in a rocking chair in a dark, quiet room. Her back is to me. It's the middle of the night, and she is holding a baby. I take the baby from her and send her back to bed. I never saw the woman's face until I met you. But it's you, Katrina. You're the one.
She has no idea how deep this is going to wreck that dude.
If that was not a line, you are 1,000% correct. But if that is a line, it's a damn good line.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good.
There's a lot of women who would drop trow instantaneously. Their panties would hit the floor at the speed of light. You use that line on them.
There'd be so much vaginal wetness they can literally...
Oh, dude, it'd be like a car running into a fire hydrant in an 80s action film.
Well, they could moisten a ramp for Evel Knievel.
Riggs and Mr. Joshua could fight in that gushiness. And that's how Charles convinced me we were supposed to be together. I was unsure that we were the right match, but he made it seem like our future had been written in the stars. How could I argue with the stars? Don't get me started on these astrology women, okay?
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
I don't want to talk about them right now.
Believe the science, but the planets say.
But also, who had dreams about kids and wives at 16?
That actually is...
It does happen.
It does happen.
Well, I mean, you're told growing up how things are supposed to be. A nice house, picket fence, wife, 2.5 kids, dog and 1/2 a cat. You're growing up, you think, what would it be like for me?
I've had a lot of visions come true and many of them happen before the age of 18.
Or if you're Kevin McAllister, when I grow up and get married, I'm living alone. I couldn't even handle my own emotions. And what's changed?
She's now turning into a switch hitter.
Kids were not even on my radar. Spouses were not either. Well, yeah, you're 16.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you don't think about it. 25 years in, however, we'd made a good life. 4 beautiful kids, a big house in the suburbs, fancy cars, advanced education, and a solid career for him. A homemaker's life for me. On the outside, we were the perfect family. But there was something about the skin of suburbia that never quite fit me.
The skin of suburbia?
I'm just wondering what all in this story is being omitted.
Yeah.
There's always something that would make everyone completely understand why she lost her frickin' mind, even if we weren't condoning it, and she's gonna leave it out. Because it would probably reflect very, very poorly on her.
No.
When Cecilia touched me on the reformer that day, I began the long journey to understanding why, beginning with my childhood. I was raised in a world where gay was not really an option, or at least not a desirable one. My granny used to call our local TV star Cowboy Bob Gay Bob because she mistakenly thought that was his name. Now, she was right.
Yeah.
We all thought it was hilarious. Gay was funny. Gay was foreign. Gay was whispers and giggles behind backs. Gay was a slur. So you grew up normal.
It's also called an abomination.
There's that too. I wasn't even going to get into that.
In the good book.
I grew up in this era. It's perfectly normal at the time. And it was also perfectly normal at the time for men to pretend to be gay just to get to grope chicks who would be comfortable around them because they were outwardly putting themselves out there as gay. That totally doesn't still happen today with wigs and makeup.
How dare you!
See, this car's a manual trans, which is exactly what the Troons of today are. You're not automatic, you're manual.
That's right. Oh my God.
And no one wants to drive manual. Only real men can drive manual. That metaphor no longer works. It has fallen apart, I retract it.
Yeah.
Gay was a hard word for me to say at all, let alone in reference to myself. Lesbian was even harder. Queer was so offensive that my big sister Cora and I weren't allowed to say it when we were young. So we called each other Quee instead. I prefer Queef.
Queef.
You're Queen Laqueefa. But you see what she's doing here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's not my fault.
I'm
in an oppressed class.
Uh-huh.
I was brainwashed by traditionalism, by outdated gender norms. See, well, I'm discovering my real self. Therefore, you cannot hold me responsible for destroying my family, destroying my children, and destroying my husband. You're not allowed to do that because I'm a victim.
That's you're so right.
No, you're not. You're evil. Sorry. Not sorry.
Evil.
As my obsession with Cecilia grew, Charles and I talked at length about what was happening in our lives and in my heart. Well, at least she talked to him about it. I'll give you credit for that much.
And I bet you they went to some type of emotional concentration camp called counseling.
Yep.
Which is a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it.
Why her, he asked. What's the draw? She's not even very nice to you. Neither was her mother.
Yep.
That's why she's attracted to this woman. Her mom probably withheld love and manhandled her, no pun intended, but did not give her love freely. So because of that, here you go.
There you go.
This is what, this is what they call trauma. It felt normal to you when you were a kid, so now you're seeking out dysfunction as an adult.
Well, the thing is after 20 some odd years, do you think you'd be over that bullshit?
You'd think you would understand how good you have it.
Yes. But that's the problem with women today, is they've never experienced hardship, so they have no idea what it really feels like to go through, you know, tough times.
Yep. And when they've manufactured hardship their entire life, they can't tell the difference anymore.
Nope.
I can't explain it, I said, but it's all consuming. I go to bed thinking about her. I wake up thinking about her. It's not anything I chose. It just is.
Okay, good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that, baby. We talked about my propensity to form unusually strong female bonds, to dive headfirst into my closest relationships. I thought long and hard about my best friend in high school and how jealous I became when she chose another friend and turned our duo into a trio. I recalled my childhood crushes on camp counselors who occupied more than their fair share of space in my head. I reminisced about a female high school teacher whose after-school classroom became my daily destination, a space that I craved intensely so that I could spend more time with her.
Okay, that's bizarre, but okay.
Because women never, ever rewrite history in their own head to justify the treachery of the present.
Wow, I need to do a video on that.
They've never done that, not ever.
Treachery.
There was never a woman in a million years who, after 20 years of marriage, filed for divorce and said, well, I never wanted to get married anyway.
Yeah, treachery of the present.
Give me a break. And I'm talking about the Kit Kat bar. You got one over there?
Well, no, I can't eat that
you
shit
bang
anymore.
Bang it! Okay, fine.
I'm old and I might become a diabetic because it runs in my family.
You're gonna diabetes.
I don't need the diabetes.
She's gonna diabetes somebody else's meat right here.
Life of beatus is too hard as it is.
You're right. Does this feel different than friendship, he asked. I nodded, even though I couldn't quite articulate why. Because it's your way out.
Yes.
That's all it is. You're not even really attracted to this woman. You just want out of the good life that you've created.
Because you're bored.
Because it's boring.
Yes.
And that is pathetic. Charles then confronted me with the biggest question of my life. Sure it is.
Uh-huh.
Are you gay? I don't know, I told Charles as I began crying. I joined this secret online group of late-in-life lesbians, and someone there said that you know you're gay if you're questioning because straight women don't stay awake at night wondering if they're gay. That's all I can think about now. So what does that mean?
Well, you're going to probably have to get a divorce attorney and ruin your kids' lives and destroy your husband emotionally and spiritually.
You could just rethink things.
Yeah. I killed the motor, sorry.
I think we both probably know what it means, he said. And I'll tell you this, I can be many things for you. I can be your lover and your husband and your friend. But if you want a girlfriend, I can't be that.
That's right.
You're right. Now, let's talk about troons. I don't expect you to be, I said. I never said I wanted to have a girlfriend. That came from you. Really? Okay, so you're drawing the line from point A to B, and he notices, and that's not what I said. You said that. Stop beating around the bush you're planning on diving into face first, okay? We both know what this means.
Well, at least this other woman's bush will probably be clean trimmed.
Well, yeah, she's a yoga teacher, yes. Right? Or a Pilates teacher.
Something
so,
like that. You got to do that.
So yeah, she got to keep, in order to wear all that stuff that's totally and necessarily revealing for the gym, you got to make sure that that downstairs mix-up is at least partially waxed.
And she'll get a muff burn, but she won't get her teeth flossed.
Allegedly, of course. I love those women who have, like, the clown wig in the front and then, you know, like, the underneath is shaved. Like, well,
all right.
It's all right, I guess. I mean, I don't mind my nose is in the parsley as long as the plate is clean. Seriously, Katrina, he said, if you want a girlfriend, go have a girlfriend. What are you saying? I asked.
My God.
Okay, this is where men and women, the communication breaks down, okay? Because what we have here is not failure to communicate. It's failure to fucking listen.
And these are the same women that are like, well, if you don't know, I'm not going to tell you. Or you should know by now.
Women are so used to having frenemies around and having their freaking little orphanetti decoder pin on hand at all times. Be sure to drink your Ovaltine, son of a bitch. They think men communicate the same way. We don't.
No, we don't.
We say what we mean. We mean what we say.
Yep.
By giving me his permission to explore my sexuality, Charles opened a Pandora's box inside of me and in front of you, and ideally next to you in the bed. After the kids went to bed, I began spending all my evening hours with Cecilia, sharing red wine and conversation. My desire for her was a living, breathing thing. Sure it was.
Of course, yes.
Because it's new and exciting. And you know what? In a few months' time, it's going to be old and boring again.
Yeah, and she'll be a statistic of female lesbian domestic violence. Because, you know, that's an actual thing.
Lesbian and bisexual women have much higher rates of domestic violence than straight women.
Yep.
Take that to the bank.
We have the stats and studies to prove it.
Correctamundo. Charles and I discussed many ways to try to balance our relationship equation, to try to save our marriage. We discussed it with our counselor, Laura, and with our closest friends. Of course, we have a counselor.
Yeah, there's a counselor involved.
A counselor. Yeah. He had, of course, told me to find a girlfriend, but it wasn't easy when I did. It was far from easy. When I was with Cecilia, he was understandably lonely. And inside that loneliness was where all the fear and questioning and insecurity made its home.
You were actually destroying his soul, you fucking cunt.
Yes. You are communicating to him that no matter how much he has done for you, mm-hmm. the life that he has provided for you, the home, the mortgage, the law, the judge, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, none of it was enough.
Not enough, and you didn't care about his sacrifice.
Yep. It's never enough, now you need muff. I wish you'd plan a boys' weekend, I said. Reconnect with your old friends, go out for drinks, chase women, listen to music, it would be so good for you. But he stayed home. Uh-huh. Because he understands things like loyalty and sacrifice. Which you clearly do not.
And listen, there will come a time that he will do that, and he might just find a significant other, and then you'll be fucked.
And it'll be right around the time when she starts to get bored with Cecilia,
yes.
Because that's how irony works. So, we already know how the rest of this book is going to go, but let's keep reading. I wish you'd make some new friends, I said, or connect with some old ones. It would be nice for you to have a drinking buddy, someone to play golf with. Why don't you go find that person? But he didn't. And when those ideas fizzled out, I said, do you want a date? Would that make you feel less lonely?
Oh my God.
I see you can have ammunition in divorce court even though you started this whole thing?
Yep. Oh my God, this is just fucking brutal. Oh.
He knows what the end result of this is going to be.
Yep.
And he's already mourning it. That's why he doesn't want to go out. And this is not the kind of thing that you just openly discuss with your buddies, because that's the kind of thing that you do once you have already made your decision, you've made your peace with things, and you're ready to get razzed about it.
And, well, the thing is with this kind of time he's been married, he will never get over this.
No.
He will never get over it.
It will nag at his soul for the rest of his life.
Yes.
It made me queasy to imagine him alone with another woman, to think about his hands on the small of her back. It was hypocritical for me to feel that way. But in this one way, it wasn't. He would always be the only man I ever loved. There would never be another beyond him.
Bullshit.
Because you would feel so much better if he was with another guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
But she doesn't love him if she can do this to him.
No, she doesn't. The thought of him with another woman felt redundant to me. It felt like a replacement. One soft body for another. A head full of long hair exchanged for a head full of perhaps another color. Intertwined fingers that felt a little different, but mostly the same. Soft and supple from lotions and potions, smooth from waxing, the familiar sense. Okay, now I'm getting a hard-on.
Oh my god. That's like soft porn right there.
Hang on. Gotta rearrange.
There we go.
It's just, you see the mental gymnastics here. Well, it's different when I do it, because it's not with another man. It's still a betrayal.
That's so fucked up, man.
Betrayal is betrayal. It doesn't matter what dangles or wangles. We had friends in an open marriage and asked them all the pertinent questions. You are a retard.
Oh, my God.
Oh. No, this woman sullies the good name of retard.
It's like puking on a pile of shit.
Yes, go to the people with an open marriage, these narcissists.
Of course, they're going to give you all kinds of good advice.
Yeah, it's going to be the best advice
Holy
you ever heard.
Shit.
And it's going to come with a 40% chance of an STD.
You get an STD, and you get an STD, and you get an STD.
How did it work? How did you keep your relationship primary? How did you establish rules and boundaries? How did it fail? How might it fail? No, how might it fail? When will it fail? Gah.
This is really disturbing, man.
Talk about robbing Peter to pay Paul, man. Damn.
Holy shit.
It's a beautiful thing to see the one you love happy and fulfilled, Christine told me. It's a concept called compersion.
I have never heard of that word.
I have not either. And I'm an English major. When Steve comes home and tells me all about his dates, it fills me. Steve would rather be filling you, for the record. I know, without a doubt, that I will always be his number one, and I love to see him so happy.
Happy and crappy.
Sure.
Wow.
Because you know that when eventually you get bored with this whole situation, you can file for divorce, and the open marriage will work against him and not against you.
Yes, because everything favors the woman.
That's a great reason to grin, isn't it? Because Murphy's about to stick it in. It's going to rip open the skin. It's going to throw your self-respect in a bin.
He's going to get the butt knuckle.
Because it's a sin. I wanted to see Charles happy. But what about jealousy, I asked her. I don't feel any jealousy, Christine said, because Christine has no desire for her husband whatsoever.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
It's all about establishing rules and boundaries and sticking to them. That way, there are no surprises and no secrets and no desire.
First of all, the boundaries never work.
You are roommates who share a checking account. That's really it. Charles and I read books, we consulted websites, we tried to create a safe space, and we established our rules of engagement. We created joint accounts on multiple dating sites, including Tinder, OkCupid, and Plenty of Fish. Our accounts specified that we were a married couple looking to expand our sexual experiences. Then we created individual accounts that said, in an open marriage. We both set our gender preferences to women. What could go wrong?
Yeah.
Good idea, Fairy's gonna fly right through. Ultimately, as many might have predicted, our experiment ended in disaster.
Shocking. That is shocking.
Didn't we say that we already know how this book is going to end?
They almost all end poorly.
I thought you were dumb before. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. You sully the good name of retard, honey. You do.
Holy shit.
As our marriage began crumbling and our split was imminent, we vowed to be the best divorced couple in the history of divorced couples. But expectations and reality don't always align.
Oh, really now?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure when you dove face first into that Arby's takeout window, you were so happy. And I'm sure Cecilia was too. You know? Four kids shat out of those meat curtains. It's like you're getting stuck in a shower curtain made of beef jerky.
And mold.
with a little tea light candle and an open can of tuna right nearby.
That is so fucked up. I don't even know what to tell you, man. That is horrible.
This is disgusting. Charles wanted to walk me down the aisle when I met the woman I would someday marry, but we couldn't even manage to walk each other gracefully into the next phase of our lives. There was anger and hurt and vitriol, and we kicked all our dirt onto each other until we were both messy and muddy and unrecognizable. Well, that's what happens when you wrong hole it.
That's right. All right. I was just going to say that. That's a mudroom stuff right there.
This is bad, right? I held guilt. Oh. I held blame. I had made a beautiful family, and then I'd broken it. Uh-huh. Well, at least you know.
And it's going to get worse the older you get.
Oh, this is about to take a really bad turn.
Oh,
right here. The day I told the kids I was gay was the hardest day of my life.
Oh, my Lord.
Those children are going to despise you in a way that you are not ready to comprehend.
Yeah, they're going to succulent that despising you.
And I have no sympathy for you.
None. None.
A couple of them cried and asked how and why. And the only answer I had for them was this. I wasn't brave enough to be me in a world where I was taught to be someone else. See, kids, I'm still a victim.
That's right.
Wee.
That is
I know
stupid.
That I'm throwing your futures into a cocked hat and essentially crippling you at the starting line of adulthood, but I'm the victim.
Correct.
He wasn't enough, so I switched to Muff.
Oh, my God. This is just fucking a horrible story, man.
Wow.
What a piece of shit. Buffalo diarrhea fuck farts.
My wish for them was that they would someday understand that authenticity is more important than expectation.
What kind of, man, this is some serious mental gymnastics. I mean, you have fucking kids. You are scarring them for the rest of their fucking lives. And you're going to see this mistake amplified and magnified in your children when they get older.
Oh, authenticity is more important than expectation. No. This wasn't an expectation. You took vows.
That's right. But the thing is women are not held to said vows. Men are.
Yep.
That's why if he partook in any of this craziness, he broke his vows and they would crucify him.
Regardless of who I loved as a partner, my love for them as a mother would never, ever change. That they, too, should always feel free to change their circumstances when, where they were, and didn't necessarily match who they were.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. You are giving your children permission to be narcissistic sociopaths.
Well, the thing is once you grow up in a divorced family, your chances of getting divorced go through the roof.
Well, this is what happens when you are now living in a culture that objectively champions subjective experience over objective reality.
Wow. Yeah.
This is bad. This is really bad. Everybody's living their truth as opposed to understanding that all actions have consequences. And these children are going to pay the price for that.
Yes, because you wanted to lick some strange box.
I'm sure all that Arby's horseradish dripping out of that box was worth it, honey.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Disgusting.
This is some bullshit here.
In the early days of my post-marriage life, I cried myself to sleep more often than not. Good. I loved my new little rental house, loved the freedom and independence it granted me. For now.
It's going to become your prison.
Things that are new are always exciting. They're always more exciting than the comfortable and familiar. Uh-huh. But sooner or later, once the comfortable and familiar is off the menu, what's exciting doesn't seem so fun anymore.
Nope.
I learned how to mow the lawn and grill some pretty perfect burgers. No, you didn't.
Oh, my God.
Men will always know how to cook with fire better because we're just better at that.
Yep.
Sorry.
It's in our DNA, man.
Men are here. We make fire. Cook meat. Then put out fire by peeing, no get invited back.
I was also plagued with guilt for making my kids share two homes and altering their teenage existence so radically. You have no idea what's coming yet.
You just wait.
One of the greatest challenges in my new life was the loss of so many friends. It was eye-opening to me to understand that some people loved the married mother of four me, but they could not embrace the me that did not match their societal expectations.
That's right. Blame it on them. That's right. Blame it on them. They were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
All right, listen.
Yeah, that's what the problem is.
Well, here's the thing is when a man gets divorced, he loses family over that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's not even his fault because she filed first And she caught him by surprise.
There are a few reasons why people will eject in this scenario. One is because they just don't want to play the her side, his side gamble. Okay, nope. That's no fun for anybody.
Yep.
Especially if you expect them to take sides. And then there are people who understand that you fired the two torpedoes below the waterline that sank your entire family.
Yep.
Okay? They hold you responsible, rightfully, and they're fucking off because they want you to fuck off.
She's literally throwing the flying crossbody cock block on her own life and in the life of her children.
And she's still a victim somehow.
Yes.
Amazing. My best friend Abigail said to me, "You have to let that life go. You've outgrown it. It's time to live in the one that fits you now." Gee, I wonder who was encouraging her to do this before this was said and done.
What else does she have to do? She's already detonated her past life and the lives of her children.
Abigail's not your best friend.
No.
She's just the frenemy telling you what you want to hear at the absolute worst possible time.
I literally am just having a hard time wrapping my head around this.
I can't either.
This is fucking insane.
Her words made me realize that I had been holding so tightly to what was, I wasn't allowing room for what was yet to be. An opportunity to create a community of those who love me as is, not as was. An opportunity to live an authentic life in an echo chamber made of muff. That's what you mean. You don't want people around who are going to hold you accountable for being a treacherous twat.
At 50.
My relationship with Cecilia was not sustainable for many reasons.
Oh, here we go. Wow.
This is called the shocker. I'm sure Cecilia did it to you a couple of times.
We saw that one coming.
But she opened the door to a new existence for me. She was what many in the LGBTQWTFLOL community would call my catalyst. No, it was your cat-a-list, all right. And it's going to send you all the way to Box Wine and Catland.
It'll wind up a catastrophe.
Stop! Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square. Stop!
As my burgeoning independence grew, I traveled to Provincetown, Massachusetts. Of course, you have to go to a far-left state. It's the best place to lock yourself into an echo chamber.
Yeah, that's going to work out.
To be present in that place was like nothing I'd ever experienced before. There were gay couples and families everywhere. Men dressed in skimpy shorts and sequins holding hands. Drag queens passing out show flyers. Women walking hand in hand with kids wearing rainbow shirts. So you went to brainwashed Boston.
Yeah, yeah.
See, what you're looking at is a community of people destined for failure.
I actually planned a trip to Boston with my military unit, and I did not check. It was right in the middle of Pride Week.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
They were so fucking mad at me, and I'm like, I fucked up. I didn't check the schedule.
All right, we got to turn to the regiment right now. What's worse, one gay cruise ad one time on a source, or touching your tippy toes in Pride training? I'm just saying, I may have to acquiesce my throne.
Oh my God,
as captain of the cruise over here.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to get him a rainbow shirt that says, "I love it when balls are in my face."
Oh Lord.
I got to give you shit, bro.
That's okay. I understand. I had it coming.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
It was flamboyant and fun and alive with joy. There were no sideways glances. There was raucous laughter and loud music and acceptance.
Uh-huh.
No, it's an echo chamber.
And the transmission of AIDS after 9 o'clock.
What in the Sam Hill monkeypox are we talking about here?
Battledorf sent you this?
Yes. Your parents knew, didn't they, Katrina? They knew where you were going. Growing up the way I did didn't lend itself to understanding or knowing what a gay-friendly space feels like, and how acceptance can seep into your blood and to make you feel human and at home in your skin. That has always felt like a betrayal. In fact, the people I knew as a child never really spoke words like gay, homosexual, or lesbian. Yeah, we already talked about this, so we're already circling back.
Yeah, blame and shame.
Who wrote this? Jen Psaki? Those words were so foreign on my tongue that it took me a long time to actually be able to say I am gay. And even now, I don't proclaim it openly. Internalized homophobia is real. There's a discomfort inside of me that settles around the edges of who I am. I never had any reservations about introducing Charles as my husband, but the first time someone introduced me as another woman's partner, I felt my face flush 1,000 shades of red, and it was exciting and unknown and terrifying all at once. Still the victim. Yeah, I'm breaking societal norms. I'm brave.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't narcissistic, self-righteous, and bullshit of me to destroy my family. It was brave.
Holy shit.
And don't confuse phobia with fatigue.
This is just absolutely devastating. I don't even know what this... Oh, my God. This guy is...
There is power in naming things. I know farmers who do not name the animals intended for slaughter. Naming makes everything too real, too intimate. But in Provincetown, all the words were used. All the labels were proudly displayed. All identities were celebrated.
Wow.
The people were gay. The shops were gay. The decor was gay. The clothes were gay. The music was gay. The shows were gay. The parades were the gayest gay I could possibly imagine. The town was a safe gay oasis in a world full of fear and prejudice. I never wanted to leave. And that's why echo chambers are addictive.
Yes. I was just going to say that.
You're escaping from reality. You're not living truth. That's called being a coward.
This is just fucking too sad.
It has now been 8 years since that Pilates class and 5 years since my divorce. Charles has happily remarried. All my kids are grown and thriving, and I'm openly gay. I'm 53 now, and I bet chicks are lining up to tag that shit. Yeah,
wow.
Sure. If they can make their way through the beef jerky meat curtains, yeah, eventually they might find the clit.
It's two pork chops on a flip-flop.
By the way, your clit smells like shit. It took me a long time to figure out who I really am. Longer than most, really, but now that I'm finally getting to know my authentic self, I am able to reflect on some of the lessons I've learned along the way. Oh, this ought to be good.
Here we go.
I've learned that some people will say words like love and forever and still leave you crying on the floor in a heap of confusion and pain. Oh, like you?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. That's exactly what she did to her family and her former husband.
Ah, be still my heart. I've learned that those people include me.
Hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, a little accountability. Glad to see it.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't give me hope, but I'm glad to see it. I've learned it's okay and necessary to say words like no and that's enough and I'm done and I'm sorry. That's very sensible. It is. Too many people get themselves into situations that they shouldn't be in because they want to be people pleasers. So that I can respect. And I've learned when someone says you've hurt them, they need you to know, to listen, and to acknowledge. I've learned how lucky I am that I get to live my life the best way I know how. I acknowledge that not everyone has that kind of freedom and privilege. I'm so grateful I get to love who I love in a way that works best for me, despite the hardships and losses I incurred along the way. I have learned that societal rules don't always fit everyone equally, that belief systems are personal and complex and sacred, that we get to define our lives and loves with honesty and careful consideration, that the shackles of what should be can be thrown off to welcome what is instead, that the beauty of life is in the choices we make. For our loved ones, our friends, our families, ourselves, that our hearts will guide us if we listen and let them. Listen to this bullshit Hallmark fluff.
Yeah, I mean, she's totally glossing over the fact that she spiritually and psychologically destroyed her husband.
And her children.
And scarred her children, and this betrayal, that's what I'm going to call it, is going to echo in their lives for generations to come.
It doesn't matter how treacherous I have been, it's all in the name of authenticity, which I have now deemed as more important. And that means it's the truth because I have also defined belief systems as being personal and sacred.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, whatever.
Wow. Wow.
And yet you probably look down your nose at religion, which you're allowed to do, but it makes you a hypocrite.
Yes, it does.
I've learned that nothing stays the same and that this reality will simultaneously make and break us. And that if we understand and embrace and welcome those changes, we get to grow and reinvent and rediscover what we love most about others and about ourselves. Oh my God in heaven. I have learned there are so many we don't know yet who will end up loving us. A lifetime of love and opportunity. From 53 to the grave? Yeah, you good luck with that.
Wow, yeah, she's screwed.
You're burning in, honey. Mm-hmm. This next chapter is very short because life comes at you like toilet paper. In the beginning, the years seem to take longer to come around, okay? And they always spin off clean and get dirty as you get your shit all over it, okay? Yep. But the older you get, the faster the spin seems to go now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It's still the same 360 revolution, but they just seem to come faster.
Birthday.
There you go. So yeah, you can get as excited for this next chapter as much as you want, but you're already in the epilogue. Your life is over.
That is sad, but true.
I've learned that life is a great unraveling, and that I've only just begun to scratch the surface. I've learned that I have so much yet to learn. And yet, now that you have locked yourself into an echo chamber, you will refuse to learn those lessons.
Well, I mean, when you leave this plane, you're going to have to deal with that pain that you put on all those people. You experience all the shit you've done from all of the different perspectives, and wow. That is my version of hell right there.
Everyone is the villain in someone's story.
That's right.
All right? All of us. Myself included.
Especially me.
The stuff that's closest to home is always in the best, most advantageous position to hurt you. And nobody is stuck with you as often as you.
No matter where you go, there you are.
Boxed wine in Katrina land is going to find this out the hard way. She is still in the interim phases. She's in that beginning portion where she's in puppy love with her new lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Sooner or later, she's going to realize that acceptance comes with it the possibility of deception. People agreeing with you don't necessarily have your best interest at heart.
Stuck in traffic. God damn it.
How old were we all when we learned that just because somebody is telling you what you want to hear doesn't make them a good friend? Women routinely reinforce each other's bad behavior simply to sabotage each other.
Misery loves
company.
That's right. But anyway, this is a tragic lesson, and it's literally I'm playing, I don't know, how many times a day across this the entire Western world. Mm-hmm. And this bad behavior is literally being excused.
Championed. It's being championed. Yeah, because authenticity is more important. Live your truth. Consequences be damned, or consequences non-existent, if you can move to a place that will allow you to lock yourself into an echo chamber where everyone lies to each other on the regular.
I mean, but they have to do that to maintain the illusion that they're living.
And it is a, and I don't even say it's an illusion, it's a delusion.
Delusion, I'll go with that.
This is not going to end well for anyone. She's dressing it up in Hallmark fluff now because this is copium huffing on a monumental level.
Anyway,
yeah.
Hopefully you enjoyed this article because it was long and painful.
It is very painful.
Holy shit.
Almost as long as painful as Tyrone or Murphy.
Yeah.
This is really bad. Katrina's going to find out just how bad it is. Her husband's remarried. I enjoy your 33% chance of success, sir. Uh-huh. But I do. I genuinely hope that he winds up happy, lives well, because that will be his best revenge. Pure and simple. And this woman here, all I can say is good luck, honey. You have surrounded yourself with people who are dishonest to themselves on the regular. You think they're going to be honest with you?
Yep, they will turn on you in a heartbeat as well.
We have seen what the left does when someone in their pool steps out of line, even slightly. It is a snake that eats its own tail and then wonders why it's constantly writhing in pain.
That's a good one, man.
Stop sending wake-up calls to voicemail, ladies. It doesn't bode well for you.
Yeah, because you can't ignore it forever.
Yep. If you, out there in the regiment, have ever experienced a woman leaving you for another woman or another man,
yeah,
or a they-them, send us your story. Linktree is in the Meat Gazer box, QR code on the screen, or write us an email, redonkulous12@gmail.com. Right. And if you feel so inclined as to support this material so we can keep on making it, QR codes are on the screen for that. And we appreciate every donation because we wouldn't be here without you.
Roger that.
Final words?
Well, number one, betrayal's going to happen, gentlemen. And you just got to learn how to handle it.
Yep.
And I made videos about it. Check them out.
Yes. And if you are the betrayer,
God help you.
God help you and take accountability. Latching onto an ideology that preaches no consequences is only going to take you one place, 6 feet under.